Ruben, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Oh, I can't complain, just stuck in city traffic, but okay. Not that bad, really.
I have a few quick questions for you on your file. We are speeding it up pretty quickly. Thanks for sending over the K-1s. I appreciate it.
No, that was easy enough.
Yeah.
So what I would have done it last night if I had a freaking scanner at home. Or, mm-hmm. I do have a scanner, but as I told you, it was Windows 10 compatible. I was.
No worries. No worries.
Anyway, so what do you need?
I just had a few quick questions on in May. So in May, there was 3 sizable deposits. They want to know what it's for. So
what are your sizes?
I'm bringing it up. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, because it doesn't ring a bell to me.
Okay. I'm looking through.
Normally, what I'm doing is transferring money between savings and checking.
No worries.
But I don't know that for a fact.
Give me 1 second. I'm just going to tab through these 2 screens. Because it can make it easier for me. So it's on the business account. There's 1 deposit for $10,000, 1 deposit for $10,000, 1 deposit $120,000.
Well, the $120,000 was business factors. The $10,000, I'm assuming, were from savings over, to checking.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
There should be a corresponding entry in the savings account. I've been trying to get better at notating stuff like that.
No, don't worry about it. It's my job.
Even with the bank, because the bookkeeper will end up asking me the same question. You know, it's like, okay. You know, I mean, not, you know, they don't have any basis, though. You know, I mean, I understand they have to ask the question. But,
so there's an amount of 120. Oh, hold on. So the way that I view it is there's one account where there's one balance of 101. You're getting 120 in, and you're transferring $10,000. It says short-term coverage over to your other account. Is that accurate?
That sounds accurate to me.
Let's take a look at the checking and see if I see that deposit. Give me a second. So, and then you just wired the money to you. So Business Backers puts the amount in your business account, in your savings account. Okay.
I reckon that must have been the number I gave them. I don't recall. I mean, really, I thought they put it in the checking account and I moved it over. But I could be wrong. I mean, I really just don't remember.
No, it's okay. You shouldn't. So.
But that was the only funding I've had in a long time. I thought that was back in February, but I guess it could have been.
Yeah, it's May, so I can see. So, hold on. So, you took out... Oh, no, that's not true. So you took the 120 from the business backer. It did get put into your checking account. So let's see. They deducted. Hold on. Let me figure this out while I'm on the phone with you.
No,
so,
they didn't deduct anything.
Yeah. I see minus 120, and your account ends in 290. So let's just.
290 is the savings account.
Is a savings. So give me a second. So you just moved that from checking to savings,
right?
On one account.
I'm assuming that for that type of amount, that's there. You know what I mean? That's movement somewhere between checking and savings.
So that's the question I have. So that I can answer. The other question I have is: so there's 2 $10,000 withdrawals. You put in, you took out of the account that says short-term cover or short-term coverage. Do you know what if that moved to your other account? Let's see, that's 513 and 525.
I would have been so.
Okay, so let's just see. So. Cert 513. Yeah, I see it. All right, thank you.
Okay, is that it?
Thank you. That's it. That's the only question I had. Thank you.
All right. All right. Have a good one. We'll catch you later, dude.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.